The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Upon arriving, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored daughter. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." She was deeply troubled by his words and wondered what his greeting meant. The angel went on to say to her, "Do not fear, Mary. You have found favor with God. You shall conceive and bear a son and give him the name Jesus. Great will be his dignity, and he will be called Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. He will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his reign will be without end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know man?" The angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Hence the holy offspring to be born will be called Son of God. Know that Elizabeth, your kinswoman, has conceived a son in her old age. She who was thought to be sterile is now in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God." Mary said, "I am the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be done to me as you say." With that, the angel left her. In the second and third Sunday of Advent, the main character on whom we meditated was John the Baptist, the voice crying in the wilderness with his message of preparation and repentance for the Lord's coming. But there is another person who was already doing what John was asking people to do, especially the preparation part. This person was a young girl of Palestine, and her name was Mary. So today's liturgy focuses on the person of Mary, her role in the fulfillment of the promises made to the people of Israel. In a movie titled Mary, the Mother of Jesus, the opening scene has the Roman soldiers galloping along the street of Nazareth in a dreadful and cruel fashion, felling everyone who came in their way. As people take to their heels, with no one to raise a voice in opposition, one man dares to come forward and protest. The Romans lift this man, kick him, and about to take him away. Out comes the young woman Mary, bold enough to speak up. That man did not do any mistake. He showed courage. "Should you, being a soldier, punish a man for being bold?" she asked. "You are a bold woman," appreciates the commander, and orders the release of the man they had just apprehended. As Mary arrives home, she cries to God, "O God, why does this happen to us? Why should they oppress us? I feel I should do something about it. Tell me, Lord, what to do." Thereupon, the angel Gabriel comes to meet her with a great message from God, that she is to become the mother of God's only son. Without understanding fully what this message could mean, Mary said to the angel, "Let it be done to me according to your word." Mary said the biggest yes of her life. And this yes brought God from heaven to the earth. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the first reading of this Sunday, from the second book of Samuel, we see that Prophet Nathan brings God's promise to build David a house, a royal kingdom to last forever. Jesus, the stump of Jesse, of the family and town of David, fulfilled this prophecy. But this fulfillment was made possible through the cooperation of Mary because of her yes to the angel Gabriel. Mary could say yes because she longed for the Messiah, longed for the intervention of God on behalf of her people. Advent is a time of longing for the Savior to come to our lives, families, community, society, country and the world. Mary could say yes because she had an interior and deep communion with God. She prayed constantly. Advent is a time for prayer. Especially in our families, we should create sacred space in preparation for Christmas. She could say yes because she had a realistic and a humble self-image. In her Magnificat, she speaks about the lowliness of his servant. "I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let what you have said be done to me." So if we have a sense of longing, prayer and humility like Mary, we should be ready to welcome the Lord into our lives this Christmas and every day of the coming year. Like Mary, we need to long for the Lord. We need to long for his intervention in our personal lives, family life, community life, in the life of our nation and the world. Today, during the Holy Eucharist, we ask the Lord to give us that longing, disposition of prayer and humility. Amen.